Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, whether it's on the air or, you know, listening on your little smartphone there. And you can always pull down the app on Apple Store or the Android Store or the Google Store or whatever, however it is you're doing it. And I got to tell you, I appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate you being involved and engaged. Like I said, here's the deal. I have a bunch of the coffee cups. I don't have one with me. Yeah, I'll show it to you later. Got a bunch of coffee cups coming, and I'll make you an offer. We'll see if you want them or not. Also, if you hop up to the website, there's a place you can donate there. Also, sign up for the newsletter. I only send one out a week, and most of the time I even forget to do that. You send it out, and they're telling you what's coming on, what's going on, who we're going to have on the show. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved with us. All right, I've been dying to get to this. I got a couple of things I want to get to, but I want to go through some of this other stuff first. The emails that we send out. Somebody sent me a copy of a warning from Google. Now, like, Google hasn't got anything else to do other than check on me, right? And when you read this thing, it says, let me see. If there are problems with how this message is displayed, click here to view in a web browser. We cannot verify the identity of the sender, the actual sender of this message. It might be different than the normal sender or the real sender. Now, let's just be honest about this. If you saw this in today's world, would you open that email? I mean, I would hope not. Seriously. Even if you thought it came from me, with that bottom second line that says, we're not sure that the person who sent this is actually the person who sent this. Now, that's not an in-your-face, is it? It's not like it's right there where you can look at it and go, aha, we got him. This is why you have to understand. You really do. You got to understand where these people are coming from, because I find it quite scary that this is where it's at. Which is why I think the text is the way to go, because as of yet, as of this moment, as of right now, as I'm talking with you, they really haven't found a way to squelch it. They will eventually. Hopefully, that's anytime soon. Franklin Graham finds himself having to defend Hobby Lobby. I don't think he has to, but the atheists are on the attack. And they're not just on the attack here. They are on the attack countrywide. You know, it's really funny. Some of you have heard me say this before. When we're in this war, this battle that we're in, if it wasn't truly a fair fight, some of you remember the old days of wrestling, right? But if this was truly a fair fight, it'd be one-on-one in the ring. You'd be dealing with one issue at a time. But that's not what they do. They throw so much at you. Whether it's, you know, again, education, CRT in education, right? Racism that they're trying to accuse you of. Any one of those things that they do. You're fighting on so many fronts. It's like throwing three or four or five people in the ring at one time. It's tough to do. So this is what's going on here, too. Now, Franklin Graham, he's defending Hobby Lobby after a Christian-owned company came under fire from an atheist and LGBTQ activist. This is nothing new for a 4th of July ad. The Art and Craft Store ran a full-page ad in a number of newspapers across the country on Independence Day, promoting the idea that this is one nation under God. He's not promoting anything. He's reaffirming what our founding fathers said. Do your homework, people. He said, blessed is the nation. Now, see, he did it differently than I would have done it, but I'm not Franklin Graham. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord, Hobby Lobby wrote, quoting the Bible. Oh, my God. Quoting a passage out of Psalms. How dare you? You know what? We're allowed to quote out of the Scripture. This is where you have to start fighting back, people. This is where you have to start opening your mouth. If a gay couple, a married gay couple, wants to say, this is natural and normal, and you want to teach my kid that, then why can't I say that, you know, God wants A, B, and C, according to His written word? Why do you get to have an opinion on something, but I don't? The other question I would have for you is, why does somebody you say doesn't exist cause you so much pain and heartache? Why do you have to save me from my crazy self believing in this thing in the sky that doesn't exist that I want to worship and pray to? Really? I mean, let's boil it down. See, I have a higher power. I have a creator of the universe that says to me, this is how I want you to run your life. It's written. It's not, you know, some of them say, oh yeah, well, what if he tries to tell you to kill somebody? Well, that's not in the Bible. In my new, see, Christians operate out of the New Testament. God's not having us go smiting people all over the place anymore. Matter of fact, most of them do it to themselves anyhow. But that's the issue here is they try to twist it. They try to make it sound like it's that God person that's doing all this crazy stuff. It's not. Talk about that gun violence, violence in the streets, what's going on? None of it's being done in the name of God. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Back. How about you? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let's get back to it. I was talking about the Hobby Lobby issue, where Franklin Graham found it necessary to stick up for them, if you would. I wouldn't. No, and I don't mean that in a negative way towards Hobby Lobby. But what you got is you got people mad. And we know what kind of people get mad, right? When you mention God. They did an ad with a scripture. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the atheists went out of their minds. Right? They couldn't handle it. It's a Christian-owned company, but they couldn't handle it. Right? An LGBTQ blog said, Joe, my God, put a headline out titled, Hobby Lobby Goes Full Dominionist. And what are you talking about? I thought you didn't even want to use the word dominion. Right? Franklin Graham praised the Green family. By the way, it's not Rick Green, but the Green family, who owns it, for their stance for God. I think more Christian businesses should take a solid stance for the God. They shouldn't be afraid about God. Let me tell you what. If we Christians would finally come together and stop playing around and stop being split on stupid little things, we would be a force to reckon with. Yeah, I know all them terrible words, force, yeah, right? We would be a force to reckon with. We're too busy fighting each other to really fight the people that really need it. If the atheist can't stand the fact that we use scripture, don't shop at the store. This is my argument, we'll talk about it in a minute, my argument today with somebody from the NAACP. What constitutes hate? These people, this LGBTQ crowd and the atheist crowd, would tell you that it's hate because they're suggesting that this is one nation under God, even if they don't believe in God. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe in air or not, you don't get some. You're going to believe in it pretty fast. It's really, again, it's that simple. Why this entity that doesn't exist scares you so much? I do not know anybody who truly believes and loves God, believes that God is sending him or her out to kill people whenever, however, wherever. Those are sick people that are out killing and shooting people in the name of God. Not my God. He doesn't do that. He doesn't operate that way. Yes, you heard me. He doesn't operate that way. So, when you really look at this, and you see that there are those in places of power who are fighting to have God's word removed from the public. And why would they get, if they would do some homework, they would find out exactly where our founding fathers wanted us. Again, like I told you, teaching this biblical citizenship class. Or presenting it, if you would. And there's things in there that I had even either forgot about or not known at all. To where our founding fathers wanted us, where they want us to be. Again, let's get something clear. Some of you don't seem to get this. Our founding fathers did not want to convert everybody. It was supposed to be an active conversion to Christianity. But they did want the precepts and the basic principles of the Bible taught schools. They wanted it, said it, more than one. Maybe someday I'll do an hour on that too. They even allocated money. Oh, my God. They allocated money to print the Bible. Can you imagine today? The Freedom from Religion freaks, the ACLJ, whatever the groups are, they would be all over this, fighting in court, saying this is a breach of separation of church and state that doesn't exist. Come on, let's just be honest about it. You can't find it. As a matter of fact, what the Constitution clearly states is they're not supposed to stop us from practicing our religion. But they can't read that part. That part doesn't seem to stick in their head. Whether atheists like it or not, we were founded as one nation under God. Whether we're still there or not is a whole other story. But we were founded with that in mind. And that's why I say you Christians would think you're going to live peaceably with all. Good luck to you. The Obama administration actively worked at removing Bibles from public places, from hospitals, military hospitals. If I'm lying in that bed and I'm about to give my life, or I'm giving my life as a Christian for your freedom, you better have a Bible next to me that I can pick up and read. You don't have a right to keep it from me. And frankly, most of the people screaming about this stuff, they've never really even served their country. Why are we listening to them? All right. I get started. I'll finish it in the next. This is just amazing. So I attended as I told you guys, it was really kind of cool. I attended an 80-plus car Fourth of July Independence Day celebration. Parade celebration. There was an invitation put out, said, hey, we're going to be driving this route in my neighborhood. We're going to be driving this route to celebrate the birth of the nation, our independence and our freedom. So went out there, and many of the cars had American flags on them. Quite a few cars had Trump flags. Gadsden flag. And apparently one car that we didn't see until later on had a Confederate flag. I think it was a Confederate battle flag, not a nation kind of flag. Anyway, so the long and the short of it was somebody saw that, decided the whole parade was racist, and it was nothing but racist people. Of course, this is what I would expect. My local NAACP chimed in right away to jump on this, as did the local Human Relations Council, to condemn the parade as a whole. Without reaching out to one elected official to say, hey, you were on this, what did you see, and why did you participate? Not a word. But yet both of those organizations, as did others, decided to jump right in and go after it. You know why? Because it's political. It's not from the heart. It's not real. It's not that they really care. It's just because it's a political situation that they believe they can take advantage of. The problem is that people don't push back, and that's how they get away with it. So when I got an email from one of them, from one of the members of the NAACP, I decided to pick up the phone and call. Got nothing to hide. Not afraid. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm telling you, we need to do more of this. We need to call them out on their shortcomings. They don't like it. It's too bad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moïse, killing four other suspects in a standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moïse was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she's reportedly in critical but stable condition. The killing drawing condemnation from around the world. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. And a federal judge has ruled that the Air Force is largely responsible for a 2017 mass shooting in a Texas church. U.S. District Judge Javier Rodriguez writing in a court ruling that the Air Force's failure to report Devin Patrick Kelly's domestic violence charges to a federal database allowed him to purchase firearms that he later used in a mass shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, in November 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's right. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. See, if I say it enough, it'll work. No, I really do appreciate your time with me. And you can head up to the website. You can. There's a bunch of stuff. I want to get back to this stuff. I really do. Because, you know, I mean, I'm on this kick here because I'm really getting irritated at the fact that you Christians, you people who claim to follow Christ, you need to step up. Jesus told them to occupy till he returns. Not like they do. He didn't tell you to go hide in the closet. He didn't tell you to deny him. Remember what happened to the last guy who denied him? Right? If you believe, don't be afraid. So I would admonish our young people. You have to do the same thing with the young people. Admonish them to be not to be fearful of what they believe. Not to be afraid to speak about their relationship with Christ. It's not a big deal. It shouldn't be. You know, it's funny, but reading these articles about the Promise Keepers as a white supremacist group. Now, I haven't heard many people stick up for them because, and the way they do it, it's a parachurch. Come on. Right? Promise Keepers is a parachurch organization. And there are plenty of organizations out there that are calling them a white supremacist group. Why? Because they push basic biblical principles like marriage between a man and a woman. Men should be true fathers. Men should take their proper places, which is what I say on the show on a regular basis. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with men stepping up, being husbands, fathers, being what they're supposed to be? I digress. We're talking about my experience with the NAACP. And what I found to be real interesting. So anyhow, I called them on the carpet for putting out misinformation. Because they didn't... They claimed that we participated, these elected officials. Now, I don't know how the other guys felt. I didn't ask any of them. But that we participated in a racist, terrible parade. And again, not reaching out to anybody. So when I spoke to the person, and again, like I said,
So if anybody's listening, don't get nervous. I'm not going to give out her name. Not fair to do. I wouldn't do that. But the premise of the conversation was very much what you're seeing going on countrywide. She was pretty much offended by every flag that was there. And so there was a Gadsden flag, and again, I've asked some of you guys in the chat room, if anybody of you know how that is somehow, some way, shape, manner, or form, a racist flag, that's what I was told. Hurtful, hateful, racist flag. Now, I realized after, well, we got the conversation a little bit, why it was considered such. Now, again, I got to tell you guys, you know, really, seriously, trying to have a parade like this, I don't know if the person who jumped in was part of the group or not part of the group, the one that had the Confederate flag, or I haven't even seen it yet, so I don't even know what it was. You know, I do know these racist symbols. I was told that there were Heil Hitler signs being done, and I mean, all this stuff. Everything you think you could throw at something like this to make it seem bad. I didn't see any of it. I know a good majority of the people, and none of them would do that. So I don't know if I totally believe what I was being told happened. But let's move on from there, too. As the conversation went on, went down the road at how so many people were offended by this. Right? Not the hundreds and hundreds of people I know. They weren't. Not the majority of the people in the town that I live in. So this person was offended by the Trump flag, by the Thin Blue Line flag, by the Gadsden flag, and ultimately by the American flag, the U.S. flag, because it was tainted. However, she had no problem with BLM and what BLM stood for. I said, well, they're tainted too. Remember, their original push, and some of you won't agree with me, but their original push was a decent and real push. From a standpoint of, they wanted to take notice, and make sure that the black community got the same opportunities, the same legal opportunities that white folks had. Okay, I'm all right with that. Do your homework. Make sure you have your stats right, all that stuff. Should never stop that kind of thing. But when they moved into the part where they wanted to blow up the nuclear family while giving more credence, time, value to transgender females, I was like, wait a minute, what has that got to do with the BLM movement? What? And even some of my black friends that I talked to that support the premise of BLM did not support the direction they're going into now. So it's nice to know they can have open conversation. But some of the things that went on, again, not ripping on this person in particular, but the mindset. So the Thin Blue Line flag was an abomination, basically. Now, the funny thing about it is if that person gets in trouble, who's she going to call? Going to call the police. And my comment was, look, are there bad cops? Of course there are. There's bad cops in every group. I mean, there's bad cops in every city. There's bad firemen in every city. There's bad politicians in every city. There's bad teachers in every city. Every group has that group that's just not beneficial to them. Every one of them. So if you truly want equity, you want equality, you want equity, you want fairness, then call out everybody the same way. And I told her I would never be offended by the Thin Blue flag, Thin Blue Line. Why? Those guys, those people, they get out in front of bullets. Yeah. And the funny thing about it is that here they have blacks, they have whites, they have gays, they have lesbians, they have transgenders. They have all kinds of people on the police forces. And some of the police forces they want to defund are a majority black in black neighborhoods. So you have to sit there and say, are you really paying attention to what's going on? No. At that point, it becomes a disingenuous conversation. But ultimately, the idea was not to make sure you offended no one, which is impossible. Matter of fact, what I should have done was flew the Christian flag. That really would have freaked them out, wouldn't it? even though our founding fathers were totally full, 100% on board with teaching the precepts and the principle, or the principles of Christianity. Do your homework. They would have to rip down 90% of the buildings in Washington, D.C. to get away from God. Because our founding fathers and the early architects, God was all over those things. Seriously. So, what does this really roll out to? What's the real issue here? So again, let's get that. Ultimately, though, what it came down to is this. This woman told me she no longer flew the American flag. She flew the flag of a territory that we, the United States, protects. All right? So think about this. She says the American flag is tainted. What it stands for, which I don't really get. Does it stand for freedom and liberty? Right? We work at this stuff. It's not perfect. No country is perfect. And when she said that to me about the flags, I said, you realize that place is protected by the American flag, by American taxpayers. U.S. tax dollars go there to support the place. The U.S. military support the place. So I'm kind of confused. You can't have it both ways. You can't talk about slavery as you're texting on that iPhone of yours with those expensive sneakers and clothes that are made in slave farms over there in China. But I guess you can. That's okay. For you, it's okay. So this person seemed to be offended by anything and everything that had a right or wrong label that had to do with conservatism. And the only positive at this point I'll give her is she agreed that BLM flags and such political flags shouldn't be allowed in classrooms behind teachers. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click Sunny-Bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Sincerely. And there's so much going on out there. There's so much we could be dealing with. But right now, we talk about getting along. Getting along with the other side or what have you. It's kind of hard to do, though, when they don't see you the same way. I was talking about my interaction with the local NAACP and the conversation and where it was going and the differences between the two conversations, in essence. You had one person that really, as far as the GOP and the conservatives went and what they stood for, it was just demonic, really. What do you think about it? Or where they were coming from, anyway. And it really is kind of scary that you can tell in the person's voice that they just really, I don't want to say they weren't getting it, because I'm sure they got it, but they weren't having any of it. And like I said, the difference is that if they wanted to wave on a corner street, they wanted to wave a BLM flag, an LGBTQ flag, whatever flag that they had that they stood for, most of us patriots would stand beside them if they were being harassed and say, no, they have a right to do this. Leave them alone. They have a right to. I don't agree with them. I think it's wrong. I think it's despicable. But they have a right to do this. But they don't see that. Thus, they would not act the same way with us. Their goal, their job would be to rip down the sign, rip down the flag, make sure we couldn't get our message out. That would be their goal. Because our message is hateful. This person actually perceived the Trump flag as a hateful flag that called for violence. Now, I don't know anybody of my friends who appreciate what Trump did, like what Trump did, would love to see him run again, be president again. I don't know any of those people that want to see violence. She took exception to a flag that I guess had a picture of an AK. I didn't see it. But an AR-15. And said, get more of these. That was a call for violence. Not protection notice, but an actual call for violence. That's what she thought. I don't agree with her. I could keep going on with this stuff. This is just amazing to no end. But that's how far apart we are. That's the problem. Couldn't even agree that the U.S. flag was a sign of peace, I mean of freedom and liberty. Why? Because it didn't stand for that back July 4th when our founding fathers signed this. But that's not true. If you do your homework and you really get to know the founding fathers, where they were at, what they were trying to accomplish, and how they were trying to accomplish that. You know, when they talk about all our founding fathers being white supremacist slave owners, they should read about John Adams. Big time read about John Adams. Read truly about Benjamin Franklin, where he was at, what they tried to do. Because they didn't accomplish it in the time frame they wanted, that made them bad people. Really. These are people that want to teach my white granddaughter and my black granddaughter that they need to hate each other. That's what they're teaching. Teach my black granddaughter that she's better than the white one because she's black. Teach the white one that she has no value because she's white. Somehow, two wrongs make a right, I guess. I don't know. And the funny part about it is that these young kids today, especially this generation that was growing up, the little kids, they don't have a color issue. You do. As Morgan Freeman say, the way you stop racism, the way you stop this tomfoolery, stop calling me a black man. Right? Stop calling me a white guy. That's how you stop it. That's how you get away from it. But if you've watched what's happened, they have moved it all the way over to the point where every single thing you do is racist. Everything. What you say, what you eat, what you drink, how you fix it, how you make it. It's all racist. They're all racist terms. Remember years ago when I started the show, I used to talk about this. What they were doing to the young white people, how they were making them feel, how they were getting them to cry because if they were white, they had so much more privilege than a black person. I don't have Oprah Winfrey's money. I don't have Whoopi Goldberg's money. I mean, we've got a whole list. Right? Some of the richest, most famous people in Hollywood are what? Black. And yet you've got groups that think they're being noble and calling out the fact that there are not enough black parts, black producers, black whatever. I don't play in Hollywood, so I don't know. But when I see these awards or pictures from these awards, it doesn't look like there's a lack of representation. Matter of fact, if there was a lack of representation, it would tend to be on the side of the Asians. But you won't hear about that either. It's just amazing. So anyway, ultimately, what I was told by a leader in the NAACP is that the Gadsden flag, without any proof that it's racist, is racist. Trump flags promote violence. Thin blue line flags, I don't believe she said they were racist, but she said they were a problem. I said the Gadsden flag, the flag that had a gun on it that said buy more of these. Now, somehow that correlates. If you buy more guns, there'll be more violence, which is not true. Go down the whole line of what they believe, what this person believed, including the U.S. flag being tainted to the point where it need not be displayed. And that's where I have to cut away. And some of them are probably listening because they want to nail me saying something. But you know what? I am a proud American of Italian descent. My Italian grandparents and whoever came over here, they worked hard. They didn't sneak in. They got on a boat. They got on a ship. They had to pay their way. Brought very little with them. They made something here they couldn't make anywhere else. And they loved this country. Still today, they love this country. And you can't get them, to hate it because they know the opportunities they had here that they did not have back in Italy. And you'll find that with many, many, many of these people that came here from different countries that have now become Americans, U.S. citizens. And when you ask them, what do they say? This is my country. They loved it so much they wanted to come here. This is my country. You don't find that in some other groups. They come here to work. They want to go back. This is not their country. They just want the American money. And I guess if the workers aren't there, and you need the workers, you need to hire, okay, I'm fine with that. Especially in California, where you need field workers, and they say they can't get enough of them. All right, do what they used to do. You bust them up from the border, or you keep them here all week and take them back, pay them decent wages, and you protect them while they're here. So there are ways to make all of this work and do it the right way. Giving away our resources, giving away our money, dropping our borders, discarding our laws is not the way to make it safer. And what I love, again, the NAACP. National Association of Advancement for Colored People, right? And you're not supposed to use colored people, but they use it. So how do you advance when all you're doing is holding back? Right? The majority of the black communities want more police. The majority of the people in the black communities don't want the funding of the police. Matter of fact, what was it? The numbers were just out recently about almost 70% of the people in the black communities don't have a problem with voter ID. Over 80% of Americans don't have a problem with voter ID. Only the people who want to steal votes have a problem with voter ID. All right? People living it don't. They're so emboldened that just like with Candace Owens, when a white woman was telling her how oppressed she was in Congress, how bad she had it, how that poor thing had been brainwashed. How sad is that? Very. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855, write this down. Matter of fact, don't write it down. Pull down the app on your phone. We have an Android app and an Apple app. You can pull them down. It'll give you the ability to call right from the app, send an email from the app, send a text message from the app. You could watch. You could watch the chat room. There's just so much you could do there. We need to be helping each other. We need to be working with each other to get the message out. So, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I would appreciate it very much. Head up to the website. Sign up for the news. Just sign up for the news blasts. TheJoeMessinaShow.com. Yeah, it'll take you right to the website. You can watch the past shows. You can read the stories. There's a lot you can do up there. Get to know me. How's that? Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're going to be here all week. Hopefully you'll be with us. We'll catch you tomorrow.